The Consolation of Israel, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Thursday, January 30th, 2025. The text comes from Luke 2. And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him, the baby Jesus, up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. Luke tells us that Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel. Consolation is a word we use to mean comfort, especially when someone has been grieving. But what could Israel be grieving about that makes Jesus such a comfort? The Holy Spirit tells us, speaking through Isaiah. He writes, Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. As God's people, we know the power of sin. We know how badly it messes up our lives and how much shame and guilt we carry as a result. But God has not abandoned us. Again, the Holy Spirit speaks through Isaiah and promises us comfort. A voice cries, In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Say to the cities of Judah, Behold your God. This is the consolation of Israel. The baby that Simeon saw and held in his arms, God himself, come in the flesh, come to be our Savior. Through his life and death and resurrection, Jesus would take away all shame and guilt and sin and bring us all home to God the Father, no longer outcasts, but children of the family of God. We pray. Lord, you are my comfort, and you take away all my sin. Thank you. Amen.